Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In today's gospel, we once again return to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. In a short time before this event that is occurring in today's gospel, Jesus was in Bethany for a different reason. He had heard that his friend Lazarus was sick, and he delayed his return to that village, and then he got the report that Lazarus was dead. Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary, came to him and said, "If you had only been here, Lord, our brother would not have died." And his response was to weep. And people looked at him and said, "See how much he loved him." And then Jesus asked that the stone be rolled away from the tomb. He heard those protests, but so many days have passed, he's going to smell. And the stone was rolled away, and Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." And here comes this figure that is tied up in bandages, and he has to be cut away from those bandages. He's freed from the death that he had suffered. And after that, people start plotting to kill Jesus. But in today's event, they're having a party. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus have invited Jesus to come and celebrate with them. And so he does. We're told that they have the same sorts of positions as we've seen them in before. That Mary is at Jesus' feet, that Martha is the one serving, that Lazarus is reclining at table. But Mary does something extraordinary. She takes a jar of costly perfume worth at least 300 days' wages. And she breaks it open, and she pours it over Jesus' feet. And there's so much of it that she has to wipe up some of the excess with her hair. The fragrance of the perfume fills the room. Something else fills the room as well, and that is the extravagance of her love. So love, fragrance of love here is the fragrance of this costly perfume. But Jesus, there with perfume all over his feet, not anointed on his head in this particular passage, but anointed on his feet, not anointed in the way of a king, but anointed as one who will continue to walk, who is walking on the road to Calvary. Feeling that abundant love of his friends. And Judas interrupts Why was this done? Why in the world would you waste such a costly ointment? It could have been sold for 300 denarii, and a denarii is a day's wage. It could have been sold, and that money given to the poor. We're told he's saying this not because he cares about the poor, but because he cares about himself and the profit he could have made by taking some of that for himself. Jesus stands up for Mary. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. She's doing what she is doing because she is preparing me for my burial. She's the first to proclaim the news about what Jesus is going to do, what his death means, the value of his death. She's already seen him overcome death by calling her brother forth from the tomb. And he's been talking about how he needs to experience death himself, but that he will be rising on the third day. And she may not understand the costliness of Jesus' gift, but she knows how to respond to extravagant love. And the only way to respond to extravagant love is with extravagant love. And that's what we see. This love that is going to carry him forward on that cruel road to the cross. Because we know the rest of the story. Mary did not. So here is a gospel filled with sensory details, filled with sound and sight and smell. And it calls us to ask how we respond to the extravagant love of God. Do we do as Mary did and express our love in an extravagant way? Do we take care of one another? Because how do we care for God? By caring for one another. Those two great commandments again: love God, love neighbor. And the way to love God is by loving neighbor. Do we do as Mary did? Or do we do as Judas did? Judas, who has been walking with Jesus, by this time should know Jesus. But he doesn't. He sees, he experiences the extravagant love of God. And what does he do? He walks away. He begins that walk away here, it seems. In the Gospel of John, the betrayal is not when he kisses Jesus. It's not even when he has those pieces of silver in his hand. It is when he walks away from that love. In our second reading, we heard from Paul, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead." During this time of Lent, we are asked to come to know Jesus more closely through our works, through our prayers, through taking time in the scriptures, taking time to meditate. I think it's appropriate that in this month we are serving home-delivered meals, another way of taking care of neighbor. In all we do, are we responding appropriately to that extravagant love of God? Or are we doing what Judas did, thinking of ourselves and turning away? Do you remember last week's gospel, what it was? What we often call the story of the prodigal son. Another story of the extravagant love of God. How do we respond? Do we walk with Jesus? Do we walk with neighbor? Or do we turn away as Judas did, thinking of ourselves? That is the challenge of our gospel lesson today. The hymn of the day is the same hymn we've been singing through Lent, because I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk beside me. I don't want to turn away, even when times are hard, even when I wonder why I need to continue to walk down the challenging road of life. I want Jesus to walk with me. God has already shown God's extravagant love to me over and over and over again. And I need Jesus to continue to teach me how to respond with my own love. And so let us sing our hymn of the day, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me.